I take this time and opportunity to greet you all in the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name. Welcome to RTD Church International 21 Days of Prayer and Fasting in Jesus' name. Today, mark our day 11 of our prayer and fasting, this time that we have been waiting and trusting upon the Lord for great and mighty things in the mighty name of Jesus. And we are moving forward by the grace of God. We are moving forward by the Spirit of Christ. We are moving forward by the favor, by the mercies of God that are new every morning. And we know that this exercise, hallelujah, this exercise will change our lives forever. This exercise of waiting upon the Lord at the beginning of this year is going to change the landscape of our church, is going to change the landscape of our individual destinies in the mighty name of Jesus. So it is not too late to be part of what we are doing. Even in this day 11, you can choose to be part of this prayer and fasting. You can join us in this journey, and I know that our lives and our destinies will never be the same. So let's go before the Lord in prayer as we commit this session in the able hand of our Father. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we are gracious for this opportunity that you have given unto us, O Father, to come before you, Jehovah God, to humble ourselves, O Jehovah God, to hear from you, to be directed with thee, Father. We thank you for the gift of salvation. We thank you for the blood that you shed for us on Calvary. We thank you for the gift of mercy. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for friends that are around us. We thank you for every member of RTD Church International. We thank you for the children of God that are calling upon the name of the Lord at this hour. We thank you for every leadership of this Church of Jehovah. We thank you because we have dwelled in safety. We thank you for everything that you are doing and continue to do in our lives, oh God. And we don't want to take anything for granted, but just to call you Ebenezer, that this far we have come, it is by your glory, it is by your mercy, it is by your mighty hand that we are where we are. And Lord, I submit this session in your able hand, that Father, come and lead us into prayer. Come and lead us as we wait upon the Lord Jehovah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. What a mighty Father we serve. What a mighty King we serve, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Today, I want us to encourage ourselves with the Word of God. I want us to encourage ourselves with the Word of God, and then we are going to pray. Then we are going to pray as the Spirit of the Lord will give us utterance tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I want us to go to the book of Acts chapter 10. So we are going to read the Word of God. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 10. If you are there, say amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 10, we are going to start reading from verse 34. Acts chapter 10 from verse 34. The Bible says, "So Peter opened his mouth and said, Truly I understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. As for the word that he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace through Jesus, he is the Lord of all. You yourself know what happened through all Judea, beginning from Galilee after the baptism that John proclaimed. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who are oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This is a very remarkable story. This is a very remarkable story that Peter the Apostle is narrating to the church of Jesus. Hallelujah. Is narrating to the people of Israel. Glory be to God. Because the people of Israel were familiar with how God used Jesus. They were familiar with the humble beginning from the time that Jesus was water baptized by John. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And Peter began to show them the journey that Jesus took to be where he was. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He started from a humble beginning. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And believe me, what I found very interesting in this is that God does not show any partiality. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God does not show any partiality. Whether you are a Hindu, whether you are a Kikuyu, whether you are a Luo, whether you are black, whether you are white, hallelujah, whether you are Arabic, whether you are a Jew, whether you are a Gentile, God does not show any partiality. We are all the workmanship of his hand. Hallelujah. We are all been given the same opportunities. Praise the Lord. But what you do with the opportunity that God has given to you is up to you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What you do with your life is up to you. You can't complain to anyone. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because all of us, we have been given an opportunity to serve God. All of us, we have been given an opportunity to call upon the name of the Lord. All of us, we have been given an opportunity to seek the face of God. All of us have been given an opportunity to ask. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So if you don't pray, if you don't ask of what you need from the Father, hallelujah, don't complain of those that received because they ask. Glory be to God. And in a moment of fasting like this is the moment where we bring our petitions before God. We bring our request before the Lord because we know that our God cares. Hallelujah. Our God cares for us and he wants to give us what we need to accomplish, hallelujah, his will and purposes on earth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the Bible narrates this story, which I found very, very interesting. And the Bible says, so Peter opened his mouth and said, truly I understand that God shows no partiality. But in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is acceptable to him. Hallelujah. Anyone who fears him in every nation. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Whether you are in America, whether you are in Africa, whether you are in Europe, if you fear the Lord and you worship him, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You will be acceptable to him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Whether you are tall, whether you are short, whether you are fat, whether you are thin, it doesn't matter. What matters? Do you fear the Lord? Are you doing what is right in the eyes of God, or you are living in sin? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you fear the Lord? Are you doing what is acceptable before him? Are you following the will of the Father? Have you surrendered your life to your Creator? Hallelujah. Have you accepted Jesus to be the Lord and the Savior of your life? How much are you dedicated to the purposes of God. How much are you dedicated to the will of Yeshua? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. How much are you sold out for the kingdom of God in the mighty name of Jesus? Are you sold out for the purposes of God? Are you sold out for the kingdom of God? How much are you sold out for the purposes of God in the mighty name of Jesus? Hallelujah. Are you sold out for the purposes of God in the mighty name of Jesus? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The Bible says that God does not show partiality to anyone. He does not show partiality to anyone in the mighty name of Jesus. But in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. Hallelujah. When you are doing what is right before the Father, he says you are acceptable to him. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are acceptable to him. As for the word that is sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace through Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of all. You yourself know what happened through all Judea, beginning from Galilee after baptism that John proclaimed. How God, this is the scripture I want you to pay attention to tonight, because this is going to be the key point of our prayer tonight. This is the scripture that is going to provoke our bellies to pray. This is the scripture that is going to provoke our inner being to intercede tonight. Hallelujah. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I want us to pray tonight that the Lord will anoint us with the Holy Spirit and power. Hallelujah. You need to be anointed. Hakari kadayatata. You need to be anointed with the Holy Spirit and power. Hallelujah. Because there are things that you need to go back and win. There are battles that you need to go back and win in the mighty name of Jesus. There are battles that you need to go back and level in the name of Jesus. There are battles that you need to go back and win. But before you win those battles, you better be anointed. You better be anointed to go back and conquer the village for Christ. You better be anointed to go back and conquer diseases. You better be anointed and go back and conquer diseases, infirmity, conquer witches in the name of Jesus, conquer nations, conquer regions in the name of Jesus, conquer souls and bring them to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, because you have been anointed. In the mighty name of Jesus, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Do you know what made Jesus unique is because he was the anointed one. He was the anointed one. It means he was empowered to defeat the devil. He was empowered to defeat works of darkness. He was empowered to open prison doors. He was empowered, hallelujah, to defeat diseases. He was empowered to defeat death. He was empowered to set the captives free in the mighty name of Jesus. He was empowered to work out miracles, signs, and wonders. He was empowered to heal the sick. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Are you empowered tonight? Are you empowered to heal the sick? Are you empowered to succeed in that venture in the mighty name of Jesus? Are you empowered to do the will of God? Are you empowered to preach the word of God? Are you empowered? Are you empowered to expand the gospel of Jesus Christ? Are you empowered to do the will of God? I am telling you, you need power. You need power for devils to bow down. You need power for sickness and infirmities to bow down. You need power. You need power. You see, there is one language that the devil listens to, is the language of power. Not just talking, but demonstration of the power of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So one reason why we are fasting is for us to increase in power, is for us to increase in power to heal the sick, to cast out devils in the mighty name of Jesus, to bring men into the obedience of Christ, power to conquer nations, to conquer cities, to conquer continents in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The power of the Lord, the power of Christ, the power of our Maker. The Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Hallelujah. So he wasn't just anointed with the Holy Spirit, but he was also anointed with power. Hallelujah. In other words, the demonstrative acts of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is one thing to have the Spirit of Christ, and is another thing to demonstrate the power of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. As the Church of Jesus Christ, we are called to demonstrate the physical acts of God. We are called to demonstrate the glory of God. We are called to demonstrate the manifest presence of God that heal the sick, that open the blind eyes, that raises the dead, that cleanses the lepers in the mighty name of Jesus. And a place to receive it is the time of fasting, when we are calling upon the Lord, when we are seeking the face of God, that Father, empower me, anoint me with the Holy Spirit, anoint me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Do you know, after you are anointed, darkness will see you and flee. Sickness will see you and flee. Hallelujah. Powers of hell will see you and flee, because you are not coming back the way you are. They will know that this one is different. This one is different. This one has been empowered from on high. Glory, glory. They will know you are not the ordinary Elisha they used to know. Glory be to God. Do you know, after Elisha had left Elijah, after Elijah was taken with the whirlwind, hallelujah, and Elisha took upon the mantle that was in the hands of Elijah, and the Bible says he eat upon the Jordan with the mantle, and the rivers flat open. Hallelujah. The rivers opened, and Elisha walked into the rivers on the dry ground onto the other side. And when he was journeying, he met with the sons of the prophet. And when the sons of the prophet saw Elisha, they saw something special about him. They say, indeed, the spirit that was at work in Elijah was upon him. It was so manifested. Hallelujah. It was so manifested that it couldn't be hidden. Hallelujah. And the Bible said that the record of the miracles that Elisha did were double. Praise the Lord. Were double than what Elijah did. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This is the power I am talking about. That the Bible said that God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and power. Glory be to God. I want us tonight that the Lord will anoint us with the Holy Spirit and power, because we are solution givers. The church is boring without power. The church is boring without solutions. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the way to inherit the power of God is for us to deny the flesh. Hallelujah. It's for us to be at the time of fasting and prayer. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That the Spirit of Christ be birthed within us in the mighty name of Jesus. So that when you go back to face that problem, the problem will not see you. The problem will see the presence of God within you. The problem will see the power of God within you. The problem will see the Spirit of truth within you. The problem will see the anointing of God within you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. God bless you, my brother Ken. Hallelujah, my brother Ken. God bless you. in the name of Jesus, all the way from Kenya. Hallelujah. God bless you, Brother Ken Lumumba, for joining in this 21 days of prayer and fasting. Hallelujah. We are reading from the book of Acts chapter 10. We are reading from the book of Acts chapter 10, and we are on verse 38. Hallelujah. We are on verse 38 in the name of Jesus. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good. He went about doing good. So the reason why we need power is for us to go around doing good. Hallelujah. Power from God is not for selfish action. Hallelujah. Power from God is not for you now to begin to prophesy and stealing money from people. Hallelujah. In the name of prophecy, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When God anoints us with power, it's for us to go and do good. It's for us to go and deliver the captives. It's for us to go and heal the sick. It's for us to go and proclaim the kingdom of God that bringeth life, that bringeth salvation. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So God is not anointing you so that you begin to mock others, so that pride enter you, so that you start looking down on other people. No, 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 no. The reason why God wants to anoint you is for you to go about doing good. It's for you to move from place to place doing good. It's for you to move from nation to nation doing good. It's for you to move from city to city doing good. In the mighty name of Jesus, because God has anointed you to be a solution giver. God has anointed you to heal the sick. God has anointed you to deliver the captive in the hands of the enemy. God has anointed you to break the prison bars. God has anointed you in the name of Jesus. Do you know it is not an happy thing to be in a captivity in the hands of the devil? Hallelujah. There are so many people that are suffering, that are being tormented with darkness, and they don't know what to do. They don't know what to do. Hallelujah. Some are even Muslims. They don't know. They are suffering. Their children are in bondages. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But it needs a vessel that have been anointed to bring hope. It needs a vessel that have been anointed to bring help. It needs a vessel that have been anointed to come and bring hope, to come and bring solution. So the reason why God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and with power is so that he go around doing good. And part of the doing good, listen to it, and healing all who are oppressed of the devil. Healing all who are oppressed by the devil. In this ministry, we believe in the healing power of God. We believe in deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. We believe that our Father is a healer. We believe that our Father is a mighty deliverer, and we trust in the Lord, and we have testimony, and we have seen what God has done in our midst in the mighty name of Jesus. So we believe in the healing anointing. We believe in the power of God that sets the captives free in the name of Jesus. And God has anointed us at a time like this to deliver the oppressed by the devil. To deliver the oppressed by the devil in the name of Jesus. Even if you are in any form of oppression tonight, I want you to believe in God to be set free. I want you to believe in God that every form of oppression must go tonight in the name of Jesus. Why? Because we are children of liberty. We are not children under bondage. We are children of grace. We are children of liberty, and the hand of the devil cannot keep us down. The hand of darkness cannot keep our destiny down. In the mighty name of Jesus, because we are children of liberty, we are children of salvation, we are children of hope, and we must bring hope. We must deliver the captives. We must deliver the oppressed of the devil by the power of the Holy Ghost. We must go about doing good in the mighty name of Jesus. We must go about doing good. We must go about healing all who are oppressed by the devil in the name of Jesus, for God was with him. Hallelujah. And this was a sign that God was with Jesus, because he was going around doing good and delivering those who are oppressed by the devil. So this year 2025, we are going about doing good. We are going about having crusades in, as a church, healing the sick, delivering the captive, planting churches for the glory of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Is the reason we are fasting, to gain power and authority in the hand of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So that we may go about doing good. We may go about healing the sick. We may go about delivering the captive in the hand of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I don't know about you, but now I am ready to pray. I am ready to pray. Hallelujah. I am ready to pray. Remember that God is not, does not show partiality. Hallelujah. He does not show partiality. So don't tell me, oh, I am a Catholic, I can't pray for power. Oh, what? Oh, you know, I'm in America, we don't pray like that. Oh, we don't see God like that. Hallelujah. The things of God are available for everybody. If that power was available for Peter, it will be available for you. If that power was available for Paul, it will be available for you. Hallelujah. God does not show partiality. The question come in, are you ready? Are you ready to serve God? Are you ready to surrender? Are you ready to give your life to him? Are you ready? Are you willing to be used by the Lord? Are you willing to give your whole for the sake of the kingdom of God? Are you ready? Are you ready to call upon the name of the Lord? Are you ready this year 2025? Are you ready to be used by God? Are you ready to give your whole to the kingdom of God, to give your whole to the service of Yeshua? Are you ready to say, yes, Lord, I am here. I am willing to be a vessel in the hand of my maker. I am willing to be a vessel that will lift up the name of Jesus. I am willing to be a vessel that will do good. I am willing to be a vessel of revival. I am willing to be a vessel of hope. I am willing, my Father, anoint me tonight. Anoint me tonight. Haya parata ribarataya. Je parata rabababa. Go about and pray. Pray, pray, pray. Ask God to anoint us. Ask God, ask God, ask God to anoint you tonight. Ask him to anoint you with power. Ask him to anoint you with the Holy Ghost. Ba 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 ba. Pray, 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 pray. Jepayata da 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 zepandara bababusha eparata ziparande kendegnani ikabaganduro bobosha eparata zabateria raganante zepeteri hadaravante iparamo hosha shabarante ripabababa umakante ziparantani helevento epabayantoria raparantani hetezebedia opabababababa opabababababa. Father, we ask for anointing. We ask for power. May you clothe us with power from on high. For you promise us, Almighty God. You promise the church to wait on you in Jerusalem until they will be clothed with power from on high. And Father, O Jehovah Adonai, as restoration of the tent of David, in this day 11 of our 21 days of prayer and fasting, mighty Father, we are praying that you may anoint us with the Holy Ghost. Ghost. We are praying, oh God, that you may anoint us with power from on high. Anoint us with power. Anoint us with power. Anoint us with power. Anoint us with the Holy Ghost, so that we may go around doing good, so that we may go around healing the sick, so that we may go around delivering the oppressed, because we are empowered by the Lord. We are empowered by the King. We are empowered to pull down strongholds. We are empowered to heal the sick. We are empowered. Rapa baba babu shaya. Ripa taraba baba babu shaya. Zepeterere. Rada da 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 da. Pray, 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 pray. That Father, empower me. Empower me. Anoint me. Anoint me. Anoint me. Anoint me tonight. Anoint me to heal the sick. Anoint me, O God, to go around doing good. In your mighty name, anoint me, anoint me. Zeparata ta 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 ta. Zeparata zebatari rebarantani. Haparado kuranande zegedia raganate diganano kuraganate. Zebedia rababa baba. Iparada karagina. Akadaganas sentenena kuranate diganano kuraganadi. Aganante zepetida ribazande. Ipaba baba baba. Anoint me, Lord. Anoint me. Anoint me, Lord, to pave way. Anoint me, Lord, to do good in my community, in my family. Oh God of heaven and the earth, anoint me. Anoint me. Anoint me to deliver the captive. Anoint us, oh God, as a church, oh Father. Anoint us. Anoint us. Anoint us. He will pass with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a glorious Father we serve. What a glorious Father we serve. Hallelujah. Glory, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are things that we are receiving from the Father. There are things that we are receiving from the Father. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Receive anointing to go and conquer that mountain. Receive anointing to go and conquer that Goliath. Hallelujah. Because you are going back as an anointed vessel. Praise the Lord. You see the wonder that Jesus said that wait upon me in Jerusalem until you shall be clothed with power from on high. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So after the disciples were clothed with power, then they went conquering Samaria. They went conquering Judea. They went conquering Jerusalem. They went conquering nations. Glory be to God. So it's the same way. We need power from on high to defeat the devil, to defeat sickness, to defeat infirmity, to defeat principalities, and win our community for God, and win our nation for God. Hallelujah, glory be to God, so that we may go around doing good in the name of Jesus. We receive, we receive, we receive, we receive power. We receive power to win Chicago for Jesus. We receive power to win our community for Christ. We receive power to heal the sick. We receive power to open the blind eyes. We receive power to deliver the captive. Ye parata da 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 da. Ze parata ze parie ribarante ribarane kiranganate kiranganato. Ye patala banahate lagira. Opa ba 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 ba. Pray that I receive power. I receive power from on high. I receive the person of the Holy Ghost. I receive power. I receive, I receive, I receive, I receive. Ye pa ba 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 ba. Re pa ba bu ya ta ya 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 ya. Ze pa re te ze me dia. Re pa ba 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 bu sha. Ye pa ra ta da 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 da. Ze ke ke te le ke dia. Re ta ri ya ba 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 bu. Ye pa ra ba 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 bu. Ye pa ra di ha ta ra ba 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 ba. Ze pa ra ta da ga di ka da. Ze pa ra ta se me dia. Ra te ke Geneginande, Kitaganato, Tobaradi, Haparada Barantani, Hetazabedia, O Parada Barantani, Hetazabedia. May the Lord anoint you with oil. May the Lord anoint you today in the name of Jesus, that you are rising up to be a conqueror. You are rising up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory to God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that you are blessed tonight, and those that join in, God bless you. Those that are listening on RTD Church Christian Radio, God bless you. Hallelujah. Let us continue waiting upon the Lord in this season, in this time. And I believe that God is at work in our life. God is at work in our destiny. Those that will watch on TikTok and every other channel, whether in YouTube, hallelujah, in our podcast community, God bless you all. This is RTD Church International, where we keep it real. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. In this church, we are not ashamed to surrender. Hallelujah. And the reason why I am doing this is to train our muscles for prayer, is to train ourselves to abide in the Word of God, in the name of Jesus. The Word of God, coupled together with prayer and coupled together with fasting. Hallelujah. Because we are building up as a mighty men of valor. We are building up women of virtue that will go out and conquer their land, conquer their communities for Jesus, conquer their cities, conquer their villages in the mighty name of Jesus. For they are going out in the might of his strength. They are going out. God bless you. God bless you, brother James. I see you there in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So when we pray like this, I want you to be part of it. Don't just be sitting down where, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm praying for myself. Oh, I know what I need from God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because when you pray, you are gathering strength for tomorrow. You are gathering strength for tomorrow. The prayer you pray today, it will help you tomorrow. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't wait until you are faced with a problem is when you start seeking God. Hallelujah. Pray right now that one day when you encounter that problem, you will have what it takes to defeat it. You will have what it takes to solve it, because you are prepared all along. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes when we go to the field and we are praying for the sick and there are mighty deliverances, people think that is just a one-day thing. It started many years ago. We have been building ourselves in the holy faith. We have been building ourselves. We have been building ourselves in the Word. We have been building ourselves at the place of prayer, so that when we venture into the field, we are venturing with power. Hallelujah. We are venturing with power. Hallelujah. Build in a time like this of fasting and prayer. Hallelujah. So when we do what we do today, we are building on muscles. We are building on spiritual muscles to face devils, to face calamities, to face demons, to face sicknesses in the mighty name of Jesus. And they will hear us and they will bow and they will go in the name of Jesus, because we have been empowered. We have been anointed. So from today, you are anointed. Hakadadada. You are anointed to conquer nations. We are anointed to go around doing good, healing those that are oppressed of the devil. Receive that anointing to go and do good. Go and do good. Go and open the oppressed in the name of Jesus. Go and heal the sick. Go and raise the dead. Go, 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 go. By the power of his might, by the power of his spirit, go and do good in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to our God. Glory to the King of the universe. In the name of Jesus, we pray. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious towards you. And may the Lord of Israel keep you. Stay in touch. Hallelujah. Make sure you comment, share the video, share the podcast in the mighty name of Jesus. May the Lord bless all of you until I see you again tomorrow, which will be our day 12 of this prayer and fasting. God bless you and have a wonderful day in Christ Jesus. Shalom, shalom, and I will see you again soon. Bye-bye.